Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday from the Batcave. And I've got my Johnny O's glasses on today. Eyesight's failing me a little bit, and watching film, it makes it a little bit easier. This week, talking about J.J. Watt, arguably the best defensive player in football, and I've got his stats right here. 9 games, 41 tackles, 10.5 sacks, and those sacks have accounted for a loss of 64.5 yards, and his tackle for losses have accounted for 21 lost yards. The guy is simply the best defensive player in football that plays up front. Now, Charles Tillman, you could argue, is the best in the back end. Let's take a look at him here. Here he is as a left defensive tackle. And watch this play here where he gets into the backfield and gets a tackle for a loss. This is a couple weeks ago against the Buffalo Bills. And look at the offensive tackle here, essentially trying to tackle him, and still he runs through the attempted tackle and gets the running back down. The next play, this is a 3rd and 1. Little late alignment here, and take a look at the quickness against the right guard. Swims him, beats the tackle to the inside, ends up tackling C.J. Spiller for a loss on a critical 3rd and 1 situation. But what's impressive is that he's essentially a defensive tackle slash end. It's his power. And this is his patented pass rush move. Stiff inside arm, power rush, and then sometimes we'll rip it to the inside, and here he is getting a sack against the Buffalo Bills. And when he doesn't get sacks, he affects the plays because he is just so strong. Here he is with a power move against the left guard, and he doesn't get a sack, but look at how the quarterback can't follow through because he powers the guard back into his lap, forces the quarterback to have an errant throw over the top. Now, he's very quick for a big man. Here he is as a left defensive end. Take a look at this, little TT. You remember the film segment with Joe Cullen, a TT with Antonio Smith, and he comes in and he gets a hit on the quarterback. Incomplete pass. Now, the Jay Cutler concussion that happened on Sunday night, people focused in on the hit by Dobbins on Jay Cutler. Well, why did Jay Cutler leave the pocket? Look at the power of J.J. Watt. Ends up running right over the guard, forcing Jay Cutler to scramble forward in the pocket, and this is where he gets hit. Obviously, the flags come flying. Now, how are you going to stop J.J. Watt? There's a lot of different ways to do it, but you better block him. And it's hard to block him because he never lines up in one spot all the time. He can be a defensive tackle or a defensive end on either side of the ball. Well, here's a couple examples of how to block him. Here he is as a left defensive tackle. You have to get your hands inside against him. And you see that typical power move that he's going with? Look at the way the guard ends up relocating his inside hand back underneath of J.J. Watt's, and it stones him. That's an outstanding job, although a little too late because your quarterback is already out of the game. Now, I like the way that the Buffalo Bills approach their idea of stopping J.J. Watt because this is one of the best. J.J. Watt lined up as a left end, head up on the right tackle. Take a look at how many Buffalo Bills are blocking J.J. Watt. 1, 2, 3 with the tight end. And then the double team stays throughout the play, and J.J. Watt gets blocked. If you're going to block J.J. Watt, you better make sure you give him plenty of attention. He is a great football player, and he is truly a game wrecker.